From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian government forces continue an aerial bombardment in eastern Ghouta, even while an international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks deliver crucial supplies. The United Nations and International Red Cross said 46 trucks ferried in health and nutrition supplies along with food for 27,500 people. But the Syrian government blocked the rescue workers from loading most of the health supplies. It was the first aid shipment to reach the area outside Damascus since mid-February. Four Iraqis, said to be connected to a security threat to the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, have been arrested in Turkey.
The reports came as the U.S. Embassy said it was closed Monday due to a, quote, security threat. Turkish media said the four Iraqis, who had been linked to Islamic State, were arrested in the Black Sea province of Samsun. In 2013, a suicide bomber detonated his explosives outside the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, killing himself and a Turkish security guard on duty. Turkey suffered a number of attacks linked to Islamic State in 2015 and 2016. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Seoul, Korea officials say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hosted a late Monday dinner to welcome top aides of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The latest diplomatic effort on the Korean Peninsula comes from North Korea. There are those who hope this will pave the way for mediation between the U.S. and North Korea. United States President Donald Trump says Mexico and Canada could be exempted from his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum imports if they can reach a new and fair trade agreement with the U.S. All three countries are negotiating revisions to the North American Free Trade Agreement. Mr. Trump has said the 24-year-old agreement has been a bad deal for the U.S. and massive relocation of companies and jobs. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump held meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House Monday, with both leaders sitting alongside one another in the Oval Office discussing Iran and its nuclear weapons development. During the meeting, Netanyahu said their common challenge was stopping Iran. Mr. Trump spoke positively about the meeting.
It's a great honor to have Prime Minister Netanyahu and Mrs. Netanyahu with us. They've been friends for a long time. We have, I would say, probably the best relationships right now with Israel that we ever had.
Netanyahu praised Trump for making the controversial decision to move the embassy from coastal Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. A day after Italians went to the polls to elect members of parliament, there's still no outright winner.
Sunday's populist victory is not good news for migrants from Africa or those trying to enter Europe through Italy, as winning factions have been clamoring for measures to stop migration and increase deportations. The outcome of the vote, which effectively delivered a hung parliament, paves the way for a prolonged period of political instability. And President Sergio Mattarella is not expected to open formal talks on forming a government until early April. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
A former Russian spy is in critical condition after being exposed to an unknown substance in the English town of Salisbury. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
A former Russian spy was in intensive care on Monday after being exposed to an unknown substance in the UK. That's according to a source close to an investigation into the incident, who said the man is Sergei Skripal, a former military intelligence officer who was convicted in Russia in 2006 of spying for Britain. Police said two people had been found unconscious on a bench in the city of Salisbury on Sunday, a 66-year-old man and a 33-year-old woman.
Sri Lanka has sent troops and elite police to central Kandy district and imposed a curfew there to prevent clashes between majority Sinhalese Buddhist and minority Muslims after a mob set fire to a Muslim-owned shop. Renewed tension has been growing between the two communities since last year, with some hard-line Buddhist groups accusing Muslims of forcing people to convert to Islam and vandalizing Buddhist archaeological sites. Hundreds of people marched through Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, Monday, in a protest against an announcement last month by the country's civilian government that it will amend the country's peaceful assembly law. The proposal says anyone who instigates, persuades others intentionally or knowingly contradict national security, the rule of law, tranquility, and public morale is punishable by a maximum 3 years imprisonment or fines if found guilty. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.